USA News, I'm Jerry Barnash. A top Biden administration official says a Texas judge's ruling on an abortion pill could set a dangerous precedent for all FDA-approved drugs. This is Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra.
You're not talking about just mifepristone. You're talking about every kind of drug. You're talking about our vaccines. You're talking about insulin. You're talking about the new Alzheimer's drugs that may come on.
Becerra, speaking on CNN's State of the Union, also said his department has filed an appeal against the ruling with a, quote, good chance it could reach the Supreme Court. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is seeking a pardon of a U.S. Army sergeant convicted of murder.
Daniel Perry was convicted of the 2020 murder of a Black Lives Matter protester. In a tweet, the Republican governor said Perry was acting in self-defense when he shot and killed Garrett Foster at a BLM rally in Austin in July 2020. Abbott stated that he asked the Texas Board of Pardons and Parole to send a pardon recommendation to him for his approval as quickly as possible. The governor said Texas Stand Your Ground laws can't be nullified by a jury or a progressive district attorney. I'm Dave Collins.
An imam in New Jersey was leading the prayer service when he was stabbed on Sunday morning. He was taken to a hospital in stable condition. Congregants held down the attacker until police got there. Police arrested 32-year-old Seref Zorba. He is facing charges that include attempted murder. So far, police do not have a motive. As part of his Easter Sunday message, Pope Francis urged the international community to work to end all conflicts that, quote, stain the world with blood. A majority of Americans believe former President Trump intentionally did something illegal as it relates to his New York hush money case. That's according to a new ABC News Ipsos poll, which puts that number at 53%. Roughly one in five Americans believe Trump did not do anything wrong. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to Omaha Steaks. Steaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit OmahaSteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit OmahaSteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
John Rahm is this year's winner at the Masters. The Spaniard secured the green jacket at Augusta National on Sunday, finishing 12 under par. He held off Americans Brooks Koepka and Phil Mickelson, who finished tied for second, both at 8 under par. It's Rahm's first major win since he took home the 2021 U.S. Open title. Star wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. is back in the NFL. In a social media post on Sunday, the 30-year-old announced he's signing with the Baltimore Ravens. Reports say the deal is a blockbuster 1 year worth up to $18 million. Snakes on a plane? It's not just a movie.
We gotta clear the snakes out of the cockpit.
Yeah, clear the snakes out of the cockpit, yeah.
South African authorities applauding a pilot's courage for safely landing an aircraft after feeling a venomous snake slithering on his body mid-flight. The pilot said he heard from people at the airport that they did see a Cape Cobra mid-flight. That pilot informed air traffic controllers he had a bit of a situation and landed the plane safely. That venomous snake was found. No one was hurt, thankfully. I'm Corey Myers.
At the box office, the Super Mario Brothers movie powered its way to $146 million in its opening weekend and more than $200 million for the first 5 days of release in the U.S. and Canada. John Wick Chapter 4 was a distant second. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.